This is the Ethanol Report. The Renewable Fuels Association has just come out with a new app for ethanol advocates. Chuck Zimmerman interviews RFA President and CEO Bob Dineen about that and important advocacy issues for the ethanol industry.
I am visiting here with Bob Dineen with the Renewable Fuels Association. And Bob, first of all, we'd like to talk about this new mobile app that RFA has announced to be, I guess, a good tool for advocates for the industry and has lots of information about ethanol. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. It's a new app that you can download for free from your Android device or iPhone just by going to the App Store and download it for free. And it has all of the RFA talking points, our charts, our graphs, our infographics. It has information that will alert you to who your members of Congress are. It has an interactive feature that you can send a letter directly to your member of Congress or your senator or to a government agency on a particular issue. And we think it's going to be a great tool for folks that are looking for the latest information on ethanol. It will empower them to advocate for ethanol or write a letter to the editor responding to something they've seen in their newspaper. And we hope that it is utilized by ethanol advocates across the country and that we can really make a difference with this. I'm excited about it.
Why did you decide it was important to develop an app like that now?
Well, you know, quite frankly, everybody is becoming so dependent on their mobile devices, and more information is shared that way. We're just trying to keep up with the times. Look, I'm a little bit old school, I'll admit that. And, you know, if I could still get information from a newspaper or from the mailbox, I'll do so. But I know that I'm days late. So this is a way that we can deliver information in the most timely fashion. And using the devices that the public now finds most useful for them.
Great. Well, while I have you on the phone, have you heard anything lately about when we might hear from EPA on the final rule for the 2014 volume requirements, since we're getting close to 2015 at this point?
It is awfully close to 2015, and I think the agency is rightly embarrassed that it has taken them this long. You know, have I heard anything? No. Everybody is being professional and quiet at this point. I think the conventional wisdom is that if it's taken this long, they are likely going to take until after the election. And I think everybody is frustrated by that. We all need to have certainty of what the 2014 obligation is going to be before the year comes to an end. But as I've said all along, I am less concerned about what the number is, and I am less concerned about when they actually make the decision, as I am that when they finally do get it out, they do not undermine the program by completely gutting the waiver provisions and employing demand and consumption and infrastructure and the blend wall in a waiver process that was designed to be all about available supply. There's plenty of ethanol supply today, and if they conflate supply and demand in the final rule, they will have turned this program over to ExxonMobil, and I find that offensive.
Meanwhile, uncertainty continues, and that's not good for business. But on another topic, what about the railway transportation situation? Is that getting worse again with the harvest coming in now?
I'm very concerned that we're looking at, again, another several months of poor service as, you know, we are seeing the single largest corn crop in history, and it's going to have to move to markets, and the production and transportation of Bakken crude oil continues unabated, and the railways just have apparently decided that that newest customer in the form of the oil companies that can pay whatever rates are necessary are a priority leaving its existing customers in the form of ethanol and grain to be scrapping for what's left over. I think it's a horrible business model to be building new demand on top of or at the expense of your existing customers. But that's what they're doing. And I'm real concerned that there's not enough being done to assure that the nation's grain and ethanol and coal and other products that aren't oil-related are moved as efficiently as they have in the past, and that we'll have last winter revisited upon us.
Well, Bob, I appreciate being able to talk to you about these things very much. Anything else you've got to add before we close?
No, I mean, those are the issues. It's all about waiting on EPA and hoping that the railways actually do respond to the needs of all their customers today. So in the meanwhile, I do hope that those listening go to their app stores and download our new app. You can get it by typing in RFA Advocacy, and you can download it for free.
That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.